Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Even as I sit down to write this, I'm all too aware of my to-do list. Countless things to do and so little time to squeeze it all into. Did God not know it would be like this? Was 24 hours a day really enough? It's easy to sympathize with Martha in this story, particularly on those days when an unhurried life feels like a total impossibility. But it's there in black and white in the Word of God. Jesus' approval of Mary's choice is clear. As is, it should be said, his compassion and kindness to Martha. In Psalm 46, God says, "Be still and know that I am God." He says it because it's essential to our well-being. We may be busy, we may have responsibilities, but we need to be still. We need to remember who he is and who we are. He is God and we are not. I've noticed recently my sheer delight when something that was in the diary is unexpectedly cancelled. Even if that thing was good, enjoyable, useful, it's just so lovely to have the space. Why do we find it so hard to deliberately create that space? Partly it's because we have an enemy who wants to keep us occupied with the less important things in life. The devil would love us to be caught up in busyness if our endless activity keeps us away from God. But partly too, we don't value rest highly enough. We must be careful. Hurry can be a great joy robber. Our busyness can stand in the way of our worship. If we're always rushing, when are we going to remember what God is like? When will we have a moment to consider his glory, the wonder of his creation, his incomprehensible love for us, or the distance he stooped to pick us up and set us free? However busy we are, a rebalance is possible. We must work from rest rather than resting from work. So take a minute today, now even, to pause, to slow down, to breathe, and to focus on him. It's only as we take some time to be still that we gain a proper perspective on life. He is God. We are his children. And nothing else matters as much as this. This week, try to be ruthless with your calendar. What could you not do this week in order to spend more time with God?